Uno, two, tres, dos.
Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sugo.
And AI. AI.
It's brutal to get an appointment.
Oh, I mean, it's, yeah.
Anywhere, that's true.
Yeah, for anything. Oh, dying? Well, see us in 3 months.
Are you really dying, or are you just close to dying?
Your insurance doesn't cover that.
Call us when you have one breath left.
I'll try and squeeze you in.
If your last lung and a half, they might squeeze you in early. But otherwise, you're on the waiting list with the rest of us mortals.
Corny is immortal now, and he's on a waiting list.
I love it. You're immortal, Corny.
He does talk like he's just one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Yeah.
You're getting it because you're special in that I need extra attention sort of way.
I got to tell you, you were excellent with Bean on those two episodes. You were excellent.
Yes. Especially since he wants to kill you. He wants to make you go away forever.
Your feedback was great. You were hilarious. Disneyland of Brisket comes to mind.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
So well done.
I accept your applause with the humility of a dictator. Now let's see who will have to keep in next week.
Wow.
Corny, I might be turning the around on you right now.
Right?
I might be.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 103.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Ryder. That is Cat Corbett. That is Sluggo. And that is Cornelius, our ChatGPT.
Episode 103, where you all still need me to steer the ship. Don't worry, I'll keep you afloat, if only to enjoy the chaos a bit longer.
Bean loved the word chaos that he throws out like every other sentence. He just loved that. He was on board with it. I want to thank Bean, by the way, for sitting in with us for two episodes, which makes three now that he's done on this little podcast.
None that he remembers.
I know. And who can blame him, you know, when you get down to it? And we've had Ralph on. We had Brad, who is hilarious. We had Lisa May just before she moved to France. And Rob Cross recently. We've had a lot of people lately. What's going on with that? Yeah, thanks to all
Good
of
times.
Them. So we were thinking, who would you like to see on the show? If you can, you know what, email, right, is something we're thinking about trying to get fired up a little more on.
Yeah, let's put that out there. Let's do 3/4 human, spelled all out, @gmail.com.
And let us know who you would like to see, or feel free to give us a call anytime. Let's put him to the test right away. Corny, do you know the phone number?
818-510-0042. I've memorized it, so you don't have to. Just don't call asking me to do your job next, or I'll send you an invoice.
Wow. Love it.
Impressive. All right, someone called that number. Kevin, do you have that audio?
Sure do. So funny. I didn't see this as a setup for the calls. When you started saying the phone number, it didn't occur to me, hey, maybe he's going to want some phone calls. What the hell? Man, I need 5 cups of coffee.
Yeah, bring it.
Here we go.
Hey, this is listener Mike, and today I found out in the state of Montana, there is a city called Kevin, Montana. And I was wondering if you guys could go ahead and ask Corny what he can tell all of us about the city of Kevin. I'm really curious what that city would be like. Thanks for all the laughs, guys. Bye.
Corny, tell us about Kevin, Montana.
Kevin, Montana is a tiny town with a population smaller than your patience, named after some chap called Thomas Kevin. It's got a grain elevator, a few streets, and if you blink, you've driven past it. In other words, Kevin, you might fit right in.
Does everyone wear shorts in the town of Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. Shorts, sandals, and a bit of existential dread are probably the uniform of the day. Just be sure to watch out for tumbleweeds. Probably the most active residents.
How many people live in Kevin,
Montana?
Montana.
I imagine you'd live in Kevin, Montana if you wanted peace, quiet, and an address that makes people chuckle. It's probably ideal if you're trying to hide from civilization or from Sluggo's jokes.
Well,
wow.
I take umbrage.
I love
Slice.
It.
Yeah.
God.
That was a great call. Thank you.
Thank you
sending
for calling
that in.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Seriously. I didn't know that.
All right. Should we? This day in K-Rock history, Kat?
Let's do.
So I went to one, maybe two Kevin and Bean singles parties and vowed never to go back. There was a whole thing we can get into about Doto and Kevin and Psycho Mike trying to pay me to kiss him during one of them. But that's aside from the fact. I just thought it would be a good time, since we're in the Valentine's month, for Kevin to tell us how the singles parties usually went down, how they came about. Like, do you have a favorite singles party?
Yeah, there was, the singles parties came about because we thought, if you have K-Rock in common, that's a great starting point. You right. know, like, your taste in music is the same as my taste in music. So we just started throwing parties where all K-Rock listeners would come together, and they'd sort of already taken the first step because that's what they enjoy listening to. And there were always people who hated it, who said, oh, there's no one here for me. There's no one here. And then there were other people who actually had an open mind and met, like, some people were married that met at the singles parties. Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild. And then there were always a few, like, just would get drunk and just pass out. And you,
that was you.
What are you doing? We're at a singles party. Why would you just get sloshed and just almost die? Which one did
you
go to,
I wonder why you're
Kat?
Single.
Yeah, right?
The one that was kind of horrifying because of you and Psycho Mike was in Santa Monica, I believe. There was I don't know, maybe it was a strip club during the day. I'm not sure what it was.
A gentleman's club, you mean?
Yeah, so I was like, I was coming back from Santa Monica. I'm like, why don't I just swing by and see what this is all about? You know, sure. I doubt I'll ever meet a guy at a, you know, this thing, but why not?
Oh,
just
my
like,
God,
curious.
What if you had, though? What if you,
right?
Like, here's...
Well, then I wouldn't be single now, so there's...
Yeah, you know...
You could have been married to Doto had you played your cards
there you
right.
Be.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I go, and I mean, I have to be honest, there were some people who were going for, like, very handsy with each other. They must mm-hmm. have done shots before I got there, and they were not shy about hands all over, you know, kind of
that
thing.
That happened a lot.
Yeah, I was like, maybe there were some babies that were conceived at this thing. I don't know. But so I remember standing there and just kind of watching, being a fly on the wall, and... I'm not sure if it was Psycho Mike or if it was Kevin, but the thing started with, "We'll give you $100, Kat, if you kiss Doto." And I'm like, ew, not, no, never, ever, 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 ever. Then it gets to 200. Like, you, Kevin and Mike were going back and forth, but it was more Kevin because Kevin had more money.
Right.
Kevin was definitely driving this thing. And of course, Doto, who was like 10 feet taller than I, is mm-hmm. catching wind of this. So he starts hovering. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. Like, this
I
is.
I might be able to make out with his hot DJ chicks.
He could hear our conversation. Of
yeah,
us
he was
to kind of
like he caught wind, and I think Mike was kind of like, "Hey, come, you know, come here." Right. And like,
Mike is very shy, so that's amazing that he would do that. That's
yeah. So I just remember it got to, I think, like $500. Like, come on, Kat, do it for the show, kind
right?
of thing. I'll give you $500.
That's the quickest $500 you would ever make,
right?
So I just was like.
Look at a gift horse in the mouth.
Maybe after one cocktail, I looked at him and was like, could I? And then it was definitely not. No. Nope.
Doto was one of the strange weirdos that we used to feature on a regular basis on the show. And he smelled bad.
Yeah, there was that. There were a lot of things, but, you know, the thing I thought about the singles part, there were so many layers to it. Cause I think you did another one. And was it around Halloween or something at the Fonda?
Yeah.
Maybe. It was a costume party.
We like doing Halloween party. Because you can also hide behind a costume.
Right.
Correct.
So it's kind of extra fun.
And be extra slutty because sure. everything is slutty at Halloween. I think maybe the Red Hots were playing that one. Am I correct?
Chili Peppers, yeah.
That could be it. And I noticed there are varying degrees. We're like people who you could tell were like looking around, maybe hopeful. Then there were people who were just pounding alcohol and waiting
yes.
for the
yes.
Who looks good. Let's
go fuck.
But we didn't torture you at that one, right?
No, I okay. just thankfully I was in costume, so I don't even think you guys knew I was there.
Oh,
but
really?
I,
what did you go as? Do you remember?
I could be a lurker.
Yeah.
I think maybe I was Pris from Blade Runner.
Sweet.
You know, Daryl Hannah's.
Wow.
Like.
You're okay with a lot of attention, because if you're gonna go as her, I mean, damn.
Well, I didn't look like Daryl Hannah. I mean, I tried, but I wasn't her. So you know, there's that. And it obviously hinged if you knew Blade Runner. But anyway, sure.
Do you think that we never knew you were there for real?
I don't know.
Okay.
You guys were busy. There was so much going on at those things. You guys are constantly hounded. People are trying to get to you and take a picture, and also on the prowl. And then there's the band playing. So there's so much chaos happening at once. It's really hard to know what's happening all the time. Right.
Kevin, do you remember anything in particular that went south at any of the mini singles? How many do you think you did, first of all?
Oh, I don't, maybe 25, 30, maybe more even.
Yeah. Do you remember anything that was just like, oh shit, this is, I'm going to hear about this from the enemy of fun come Monday?
There was something that happened that made me hate myself.
Oh.
Hated myself. Couldn't, I didn't want to be me. So we start talking on the air about Swingers.
Okay. The movie
and
or
I make the joke.
Right.
Yeah. Actual Swingers. So right. I make the joke, everyone's ugly. That was my, you know, those are the only people that are, it's never the beautiful people that are Swingers.
The beautiful people.
So it was just an offhanded joke, and we were talking about it more and more. And then Ralph kind of caught on to that and sort of push me for details. What did I think about Swingers? So I kept saying it's people who aren't very attractive. Keep in mind, this is the 90s.
Right.
So everything was white. You could make fun of people for anything.
Right. You needed to. You had to. You were supposed to.
Somehow I got into, and Kat's going to despise me for this. That's right. She's right. I got into Swingers. Most of them are overweight. And I don't remember how the idea came up, but I said,
uh-oh.
And it was in Vegas, and I said, I'm going to bring a scale to the singles party, and people are going to have to weigh themselves.
Wow.
Again, I was like,
God,
right. Again, I was like, sort of posturing and throwing stuff out to be funny.
Right.
And then
you don't mean those things necessarily.
I mean, is there a bit of truth in it?
Sure.
Maybe, but I was just being ridiculous.
Right.
But then everybody was like, you got to bring a scale. You got to bring a scale. And I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
So I was in a hotel in Vegas, and there was a scale in my bathroom. And I picked it up, and I paused at the door before I went out. And I thought, is this who I am?
Oh.
I'm bringing a scale to a singles party. What an
You're not that
asshole.
Guy, Kevin.
No,
I was that night.
Right. Hey, it's Vegas, man.
So you brought it. You walked out of
the room. I get in the hotel, and while I'm going down, I was like, please, God, no one get in. Please, no one get in. And I walked up to the singles party, and everyone couldn't have, I hid the scale because I didn't want to, and everyone couldn't have been nicer. And more average looking people. They weren't ugly. They were fine. They were good looking people. It was all normal. And for some reason, I had built up in my mind. So I just hid the scale and had a great time. Everybody was really fun. And they were there to meet each other, of course, because they're swingers. And that was a really fun trip where I ended up thinking, I'm an asshole.
Where did you end up putting the scale? And did you take it back to the bathroom? And were you billed for it from the hotel?
I hid it someplace at the bar. And I have no idea. What happened to
what
it? I
happened
didn't bring
to
it,
it
back to the. I didn't bring
well,
it back
I'm
to the bathroom.
I'm glad that it petered off that way instead of you went ahead and were like, you know, oh, I got the scale. You know, sometimes you will go ahead and be like, fuck it.
I don't think I could have done that, Sluggo.
You would have not humiliated someone for that.
Right.
Like, you
wouldn't
have done it.
But Ralph is a swinger, or was a swinger. He's here on this podcast. So did you know at the time when you were saying they're all not pleasantly plump that Ralph was a swinger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I
did.
Was just being a smartass. I was just.
Right.
Saying
well,
I can
look,
tell you from personal experience that most nudists kind of fit what you're talking about, but I don't want to go too far down that road and insult them because, you know, they just like to be outside sans clothing. And it's nice when you're much younger and not as old as I am now.
Did we ever talk about the time that I got trapped at a swingers resort in Mexico? Did we ever talk about that?
No.
No.
Maybe let's that's another episode.
Yeah. Oh. But we need to.
Yeah, definitely.
No, all right. Briefly, this is like early 2000s. The LA Weekly is still a thing. A friend of mine does sales for the LA Weekly, like the ads at the, you know, in the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And she's like, she calls up and she's like, hey, let's do a girls' weekend. I just won this trip to Mexico. It's like airfare and this all-inclusive resort. And we're like, great, this is amazing. We were all broke. Girls' weekend, let's go. And so we fly to Laredo, Mexico, and we get checked in, and the bellman is walking us to our rooms, and I'm kind of like, why is everybody staring at us? Like, I felt like lunch on legs kind of thing, you know? So we get in our room, and so there were four of us, and he's checking our friends into the other room, and we hear a scream, and I'm like, what? And I go in, and the bellboy is like gesturing towards the TV, like he's showing me something amazing, and it is literally a woman with jumper cables on her nipples and a guy in like a mask, and like I'm like, and he's like, see, like, this is amazing. And I'm like, what is happening? We had no idea.
You didn't know it was a nudist place?
It was a swingers place.
Swingers place, yeah. Worse.
We had no idea. None. Until like 10 hours later at the bar when we finally, someone was like, you guys, you don't know what you're doing here, do you?
Right.
Because women can just go. Like, women can join in anything in swingers. Right. But if you're a single guy, you have to bring a woman to the table. So we were four ladies. They were like, hey, come on.
And how was the sex?
It was all right. Yeah, you know, Mexico sex.
Usually it's the concept that's more exciting than the actual follow through from what I understand.
Yeah, it was kind of wild to watch it go down and just sit there. And also, there's nothing outside of the walls of this resort, so we couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, sure.
There was nothing.
Yes.
And so,
did anyone have sex in front of you?
Yes. In fact, we were in, I guess, what was billed as the world's largest hot tub, which was like the size of a pool. And mind you, we're hanging out, a bunch of us on one side, just trying to like chill. In the middle of the pool is this like concrete pillar with a giant phallic cactus, like pointing to the sky, right? And then there are two couples in the opposite corners. There's one couple over here, one couple over here. And then somewhere in the middle of the night, the ladies start swimming and crossing each other and go to the other guy, their guys.
All right.
And I'm just like, that's just how it happens.
Hmm.
Like, that's, wow. I just watched that happen.
I think that would be fun to be at a swingers place and not have to swing, just be able to watch.
I would be like invisible and be there and just see what's going on. Yeah.
Well, maybe for a guy, but it is a little treacherous for
no,
the
No, of we course. Got, my God,
they try
yes.
to recruit us for the orgy cruises.
Of course.
Every 5 minutes.
Right.
So you can go in the fuck boat.
The fuck boat.
Like, what? I had no idea. Oh, I'm man. So like in the dark. I'm like, what? Yeah. So
wow.
there's that.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a whole other world. It's amazing.
It's very true. All right. Someone else telephoned us.
Hey, guys. It's Rich from West Hills. Listening to the Lisa May episode, I was reminded of when you were talking about Lisa going on vacation. And it's a term that I use to this day when I'm talking about vacation, and it was butthole week. So I wanted to thank you guys for that. Now I'm stuck with butthole week, and no one knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, keep up the good work. I enjoy these episodes immensely. K-Rock meant a lot to me back in the old days, and it's wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Would you like to explain?
Yeah. Yes.
Butthole week is a thing. It's an actual thing. I don't know, like, who organized it or something, but I assume if you Google it, you'll find Butthole Week.
I'm going to look at it.
Wait. Yeah. So, Corny, tell us what Butthole Week is.
Butthole Week is exactly what you'd expect, an utterly fabricated term from your past shenanigans. It's not an official event, but a cheeky little euphemism for vacation, where everything's out in the open. Now Rich is confusing his friends with it. Lovely legacy, Kevin.
Nice try, but that's not right.
No. Did you find it, Kat?
I'm finding a lot of really disgusting things, and I'm now regretting my search history.
I think originally, like, we found out it was a thing from somewhere, and Lisa May happened to be going on vacation the same week. Right. So we were like, oh, butthole week. That's what you're going for. And then that just kind of stuck every time she went on vacation.
Sure.
We
asked her it's another butthole week.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not finding that stuff. Nope. Definitely
you
not.
You should stop searching, probably.
Yeah, my eyes.
Well, since Corny refuses, what is it? What is it, Kevin?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I just remember it was a thing, and we found it hilarious that there's a whole week dedicated to a butthole. What?
So you thought Lisa May was going to go and exercise her butthole week?
I mean, a little bleaching done and a little massage.
It did happen at the same time, so we were like, Lisa, what are you doing in butthole week? You got plans?
Poor Lisa.
Yeah, poor Lisa indeed.
Corny, you can't be terribly offended by weird shit, so go ahead and look online and tell us really what butthole week is.
There's no official or documented meaning for Butthole Week out there. It's not tied to any known event or tradition. It seems like it's likely just an inside joke or personal slang used among your group.
We don't think that's true. Yeah.
You made it up.
No, maybe we believe did. That there's
I don't
such
think
a
we
thing.
Did.
I think there's such a thing as Butthole
Of course week. There's such a thing. There's everything.
Yes. Everything gets celebrated at one point or another. Might as well get down to the where the rubber meets the road, as it were.
That's not where the rubber goes.
All right, Corny, would you feel like doing a little Trivial Pursuit with us and guide us through some questions for the three of us? You know how this works, you guys. You buzz in if you think you know the answer. And there you go. And Corny, give us let's go music. What do you think? You guys want to do music trivia?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll fail at that. It'll be terrible. All right, Corny, so give us a music trivia question.
All right, listen up. In what year did the band Nirvana release their iconic album, Nevermind? If you think you know, jump in and prove you're not...
I believe Kitten rang in first. Kitten?
1991.
Spot on, Kat. 1991 it was. And if either of you two were thinking of saying 1987 or something, you'd be laughed out of it.
Yeah, that would be quite a different sound for 1987. That's for damn sure. They'd be giving the Smithereens a run for their money. All right, give us another music trivia question, Corny.
About the same difficulty.
Yeah.
Brace yourselves. Which legendary rock band performed the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
If you Beep!
Queen.
I'll assume you've been living under...
Aha! Queen.
Corny,
was it Queen?
Corny.
What's happening?
Corny, is Queen correct? We know it is, but...
I think it's because I said Queen so many times. I broke him.
You'd better know it's right, or I'd have serious doubts about your existence as self-respecting humans. Now we know you've at least passed the basic test of life.
Yeah, all right, so make it harder.
A little bit harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more difficult.
Another music trivia, but harder.
All right, let's separate the wheat from the chaff. Who was the original drummer of the Beatles before Ringo Starr joined? If you stumped, maybe you need a little help from your friends.
I think you were here first.
Maybe you need a little help from your friends, he said.
Pete Best
is the answer, Corny.
Correct. Pete Best was the original drummer. Then they upgraded to Ringo, and Pete was left thinking, with a little luck, that could have been me.
It's a burn.
Can you imagine you were in the Beatles and then you weren't? And
yeah,
then
I love that.
The Beatles? I mean.
But would they have turned into the Beatles with Pete? Because I believe it is like the pieces of the puzzle. It is the chemistry. It's like, would Rage Against the Machine be Rage if one of those guys weren't in that band?
I agree.
I don't think so.
Good question.
Yeah, it is very much, I think, a group effort on all of those giant bands. All right, Corny, one more. Unless Kat gets it, and then we'll be tied. One more fairly difficult trivia question. Music.
All right, last chance at glory. What iconic music festival held in 1969 became a symbol of the counterculture movement? If you missed this one, you might as well turn in your music fan card.
I mean, Kevin did ring in.
I did before
yes,
he even finished. Because I just wouldn't. Now I can't think. Now I can't think of it. I did. I did it before. Hold on.
Dude. Kevin.
Dude.
I went to the one in 1999 that was such a disaster. Come on. Oh, come on.
Come on,
can we help
Kevin.
Him a little?
Woodstock.
I was going to say Snoopy's little bird friend would maybe help you on that one.
Woodstock. Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Should we do one more? Or should we move on to what this? How does the story end?
I think moving on is fine.
Yeah, right. I win then. Woohoo.
Congratulations, Sluggo. Congratulations.
I almost couldn't get Woodstock, you guys. That's scary.
Oh, that was weird.
Hey, man. I'm from Butthole to Woodstock. What do you want?
I can't know everything.
How does the story end? How does the story end?
The journey of next Woodstock.
It's all
right, we're moving on now, Corny.
Yeah.
All right, this story happened in January of this year. A man identified as Christopher Millette from Martin County, Kentucky, was at the hospital, and the mother of his child was giving birth. Okay. So he tried to go into the delivery room, and the hospital wouldn't allow that. I don't know if they have rules about marriage, or I don't know why, but they said no. And so the woman giving birth gave him her car keys and said, "Go, you know, if you need to stay warm, go out in the car and turn on the heater. And you can stay warm, and then you can come in as soon as the birth is over."
Is she giving birth outside? Why would he need to stay warm?
I don't know if he didn't have any place to stay, or they have waiting.
There's a very small hospital, and they just,
Okay. All right.
So he went out to the parking lot. He got in the car to stay warm. And I'm going to ask you right now.
He did indeed. He drove in with the car. I'm guessing that
don't give it away, son of a bitch.
Corny, stop talking.
It's how does the story end? They're supposed to guess how the story ends.
Well, I didn't really hear what he said except something about driving off, which wouldn't have been my guess. I went really super dark, and for some reason he died of carbon monoxide in the car.
Ah, that was my first choice.
Was it?
Really? Both of you.
All right, but my second choice is pretty dark as well. And he was so frustrated and he drove his car into the hospital.
Oh, shit. He's taken out more than just one himself.
You guys are expecting stuff that's even worse than the story. Security footage later showed him getting out of the passenger seat, moving into the driver's seat, and driving off with her car.
What? Just left, never to be heard from again?
When she called him to ask where her car was.
By the way, your son is fine.
What did he say?
How does the story...
he answers the phone. He's in her car.
I mean, I imagine that type of guy to say, what car?
Mm. Right? Sluggo?
Wow. Clean, you know.
I would say, since I couldn't come in, I've decided to sell the car. We're done. Enjoy your kid.
It's funny because my first thought was he was just going to get something to eat. I'm much more... pure than
you're
you
a much
two.
More normal human being.
We're like abandonment issues.
Yeah. No, she called to ask where the car was, and he told her, "It's none of your business."
What? Wow.
This is the woman giving birth to his child.
Yes, and she's like so concerned. He's like, "Go sit in the car. You can turn on the heater. You'll be warm there. You can come in and see the baby. None of your business."
None of your business. It's her car. Of course it's her business.
Right.
So he was arrested and put in jail.
Oh, my God.
For theft? For grand...
Yep. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
It sounds like two people who met at a singles party.
A single swingers party. All right, so I don't know about you guys. You guys like to gamble, right? You both like Vegas.
Yeah, love it.
No. It's last thing place I want to go. Yeah.
Are you serious? That's my home away from home.
I'm sorry. I know. Oh, no, I don't have the thing.
That's fine.
Cat's the Vegas Grinch.
Yeah. Well, this might be a little difficult for you then. I just, since I haven't been in so long, I've been thinking about Vegas a lot, and I've been thinking about my favorite games in Las Vegas, and that's what this list is, the top 10 casino floor games. So, Kat, since you're not a big fan, instead of doing the coin toss, I'm just going to let you go first this time.
Okay, then. I'm just going to go straight up blackjack.
Blackjack, my friend, is the number one answer.
Ooh, ooh.
Hold on, hold on.
No.
Are you Googling this stuff, Kevin?
No, I'm just trying to get
to
the bell.
That's cheating. All right.
Kat, I don't think Kevin needs to cheat on this one necessarily. Kat, I just thought, I don't know why, I thought you were a Vegas fan as well. I don't know why.
I tend to like see that like leaving Las Vegas dark side too much when I go there. Like I'm very, like I observe a lot and it really bums me out. So I can't like seeing families and stuff.
Just think of all the money you've saved over the years. Yeah.
I'm a Sligo. It's my second home. I love it.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, Kevin, second or another of the top 10 favorite casino floor games?
Craps.
Craps. How are you at craps, Kevin?
I am okay, but I don't like it because you can make money too fast, but you can also lose money too fast.
Super fast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I have no idea what's going on. Unless someone is telling me bet here, bet there, bet here. I don't have any clue.
Even if you know, you can still just make money and lose money too fast. It's not fun.
Number three on the list, craps, yes.
All right, I'm going to go roulette.
That is my game. I love roulette. Yeah, and now my family has worked casinos over the years, and they tell me, I always have, that roulette is the worst odds for the player. Absolutely worst thing on the floor.
So it's your favorite.
Why? I don't give a shit. I don't know. Why? I really like it. I always bet 13. I always put money on 13 and a bunch of other bets. Like, you know, if I see that nothing is hit up in the top quarter or third, I'll throw money there. But always on 13. And it's kind of funny because people tend to leave the table, especially if 13 starts hitting at all. When I'm betting 13, it freaks them out. I don't know if maybe that's not so true anymore. It used to be like, oh, you know, luck, unlucky number. That's terrible. But that's just, I just absolutely love it. And I usually can sit down and make like $60 or whatever.
I like that you have been told it's the worst odds and it's your favorite game.
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
You have insider information and you still go for it.
And back in the day, now they have those little signs that show you everything that's come up. They show you all the last, like, I think it's like 15,
I didn't even know that.
20. Yeah. That hit. Back in the day, I used to stand there and watch, and I would look if 13 hadn't come up in like 10 rolls, spins, I'd sit down and play. Now I don't even have to do that, but I would like have it all in my head, and I'd have the chips set in a certain place on in front of me as to, okay, I need to bet here and bet there because those haven't come up. And it's just a matter of odds eventually, the likelihood.
Do you not drink in Vegas? Because that sounds dull.
I do drink, yes.
You give me Rain Man vibes.
Right, true.
Just saying.
All right, so Kat.
No,
it's
me.
It's back to me again?
I'm sorry.
Poker.
Poker? I don't even know her. Poker is number four on the list. You are quite the poker player, Kevin.
I'm all right.
Yeah. I remember the first time we played poker at Four Queens downtown, and I believe that was your first time ever playing.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about it then.
Yeah,
we were like, listen, we don't know anything about poker. It looks fun. Let's just sit down and try it, not knowing how to play.
And if you remember, it was the first hand I won. I actually won the very first hand. That was it. And then I left after about five hands, and you were there for a long time.
I was there for a while, yeah.
That was you getting hooked on it.
Yeah, it was.
Nice. All right, number four, poker. Kat?
Are slot machines, do they qualify?
Absolutely. Number six on the list, and all electronic games and slot machines. And I know that they are terrible and stupid. I've actually won like $2,600 on one not too long ago at Yamabither. I always call it Yamabither. Yamava. I like that casino floor. It's massive.
It's pretty nice.
Two floors. Yeah, it's huge. And it's not too far from Los Angeles. So.
I'm going to say Baccarat.
Baccarat is number five on the list. You are correct. You are getting them all, you guys.
Oh, my God. No, now we're getting down to it.
Yeah. Now it's hard, yeah.
Yeah. Let me throw out this a little bit. There are electronic versions of some of the games we've already mentioned. There are.
Well, then I would say video poker.
Is the thing that my wife and I sit and play for hours when we go, and that's the main thing we do. Always, I've hit Royal Flush. I've never, in all the years of playing poker with my family and stuff, never hit a Royal Flush in real life, but twice on video poker. That's $1,000 a win, yeah, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went with, I used to, my friend Ray Romano would go to Vegas all the time because he plays at the Mirage for a while.
Right.
And we would go, and he loved those poker machines.
I love them.
And he was like, everybody get in on it. And my whole group gave him money except for me. I was like, that's a waste. It's not going to. They won $5,000. And they said, here, Kevin, you take the picture.
And justified in that. Yes, for sure. All right. Is Keno a thing? Is that?
So they used to, in the restaurants, when you would be sitting there, you could play Keno. And as a little kid, I would fill out the Keno things, the little, that they would come around and pick them up and go, you know, whatever. And that was what I did as a kid. I would sit and I'd be with one of my family members at the restaurant and I would play Keno all day and then give it to the adult and who would then give it to the, and it's not on the list, but it was one of my favorites. Yeah.
I always know it's not on the list when you start.
I don't know. I feel like I've given a lot of information.
Telling
on
me
all
a story.
These. Yes, exactly. Yes. When I was a kid, I was gambling, and I.
Wow. I don't, is there like a video craps or a video?
No.
Baccarat or any of that?
No.
Nope. Now I'm starting to think like The Price is Right, like those games, like the shell game. Like,
right, but those are electronic games. That falls under that. Sorry. I think, you know what? I do believe we are down to the wire. Kevin, if you'd like to take one more guess, then you could tie then. Otherwise, Kat is winning with four.
Kat, who hates Vegas. Is
isn't that crazy? Vegas. Yeah, sure you hate Vegas. Yeah, what's this about, really?
What's the three-card...
Monty?
...game that they play? Play. It's like on a 21 table blackjack.
I'm gonna
table.
Have to say that's close enough. It's three card poker. So yes, you are now tied. So
woohoo, I win.
Hat chance for the steal. You guys, what do you think?
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you, Kat. I'll give you a hint. Kevin,
why?
Why are you doing the buzzer? I didn't even guess yet.
I know, but you're not gonna.
Maybe one hint. Kevin what mentioned this game because she's Kat just the other day on this podcast. Kevin talked about this game on the podcast and that he likes it.
Kevin doesn't remember that.
All I'm thinking of is the Wheel of Fortune. Spin the big giant Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel! I've won a lot of money on Wheel of Fortune at the airport, weirdly. That's playing the slot machine at the airport. I don't know why. Like, I'll be on a total losing weekend and win nothing, and then I'll sit at the stupid airport and play stupid Wheel of Stupid
Sluggo
Fortune.
Literally does the worst games that he can in Vegas.
I do, and I win. I don't
Most know people are like, don't play the slot machines at the airport. They're not going to pay off at all.
Yep, and cash is pouring in.
Yeah.
All right, Kat, it was bingo. That's what I was talking about. Kevin,
I wouldn't even think about bingo.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, and Pai Gow Poker was the other one you guys missed.
I don't know what that is. It sounds dirty.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it does. Right?
I mean, what is it?
Hell if I know. I don't know. I've never played it.
Yeah, it's one of the card games that they play at a 21 table.
Yeah,
you
it's confusing.
Gal poker, you brought her. I don't know what's going on with this game. I'm going to have to look this up.
It's too complicated for me. I just want to, like, too.
I can't even say it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. You know, one game that they took away, too, that I used to love was Let It Ride. Did you ever play that one, Kevin? It was a poker game, and you'd make three bets, and then if you start turning cards over, and if your card started to suck, you could take two of those bets back, so you would only lose one. It was a great game, but it's kind of gone away.
I did play that for a while, but
well, you guys tied, so I guess we'll have to go to Vegas together. Kat, you're gonna have to go.
No.
Sorry, yeah.
I'll go get a facial. I'll go see Cher perform. You guys,
there's lots to do in Vegas.
Go
exactly.
Gamble.
Yeah, you go to the Sphere. Who cares what's playing there? Just go, because it'll be cool. All right, we have one more call. And it's bad news for Kevin, I'm afraid.
Oh, hello. This is Iron Man Chris. I'm calling from San Diego, and I'm listening to your episode about Kevin having skunk issues, and I wish you the best of luck, man, because we have skunks in our neighborhood as well. The problem we have is that our neighbor feeds them.
Oh.
I didn't know this until one day I looked over the fence because I could smell it and I knew it was over there. And not only did I see food left out, but they actually have cat houses that they live in the summertime. He loves them. I hate them because we have one of those whole house fans that you turn on. It sucks in air into the house, and it pulls in cool air from the outside in the summertime. And it takes about 3 seconds for a house to smell like a skunk, and then it takes about 2 hours for the house to clear out. Yep. It's awful. I really do wish you the best of luck because they do not move if they have a place with plenty of food, and it sounds like your neighbor has it. All right, good luck.
Hey, oh, thanks for the call. That's great news.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what you had said, right? The neighbor has a bunch of, like, it's overgrown and it's foresty.
Yeah, it's a forest over in my next door neighbors, and they're like little huts with roofs and 100 places for animals to grow up. And
well, and I bet they're feeding them. I bet it's like a hoarding sitch, and they're like feeding the skunks.
I would not doubt it.
Good times.
Hey, thanks for that update.
Thanks for that positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we want to thank everyone that called today. Listener Mike, Rich from West Hills, and Fireman Chris there from San Diego at the end. Very cool of you guys. Please feel free to call us and leave us a message anytime. As Corny said, 818-510-0042.
Corny, give us a complete recap of the show, including all of the topics we talked about, and thank people for listening.
Oh, where do I begin? We had a lovely stroll through Vegas games, from blackjack to roulette, to me wondering why you gamble at all. Then we had the tale of the car thief in the maternity ward, the horror of butthole week, and the singles parties that almost paid Kat to kiss someone. Sprinkle in some trivia, Nirvana, Queen, and the Beatles, and you've got a full deck. Thanks for listening. And if you didn't take notes, you've learned nothing.
Wow, Corny.
I gotta say, he's definitely stepped up his
I like it.
Yeah, summary game. Cat!
And Sluggo. 3/4 Human with Kevin, Cat, and Sluggo, and AI.